call this workshop to order. Mr. James, you want to lead us in a prayer?
Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, Father. We thank you for coming together here today, Father. As you lead us and guide us, make some decisions we make according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Dwayne.
If it's all right with you, I won't go to the podium.
That's fine.
You're okay.
Our reporter man ain't here, so get, go have at it.
Thank you. So, thank you all for being present for the budget workshop. Obviously, we're starting to plan for the fiscal year 23 Board of County Commissioners budget. What you have in front of you is a packet of preliminary numbers. We'll start going through them here shortly. But so far, we've only completed just a few of our departments, just an overview of what we're seeing. And we want to relay that to you, commissioners, and we also want your input on it and input on how to move forward in this budget process. This year, we've got quite a bit of hurdles to go over, and we want to start by that today, talking about and looking at it. So if y'all would direct your attention to page one. The constitutional officers have all by state statute, they have to submit to the Board of County Commissioners their budgets by June 1st. They've done that. The finance office, we've reviewed them, looked at them, and we have them in this packet. So the bulk of this packet is your constitutional officers' budget submitted. These are not final. This is stuff that you can look at. We can check with constitutional officers. You can ask us, the budget committee, questions. We can go back and talk to the constitutional officers. You can request us to talk to them, or y'all can request them to come and give an explanation of their budget, and we can go from that route. I mean, so there's a lot of avenues. Y'all are not restricted. This is your budget, as state statute requires you, the Board of County Commissioners, to approve a budget, a balanced budget each year. So it's y'all's obligation to ensure what we're doing is the right thing. So the first line of the constitutional officers, if you go ahead and just turn to page four in the packet. This is a breakdown of fiscal year 2022 of what the actual budget submitted was by constitutional officers versus their proposed budget. And the majority of them here, I'm just going to skip the sheriff real quick and then come back and talk to us. So property appraiser, tax collector, clerk of court, supervisor of elections. The increases of what we've seen in the budget is all majority salaries, and I think it's a direct effect of what retirement contributions has increased by state this year, and also beating the minimum wage. They're trying to go ahead and combat what they're fighting in the economics that we're facing right now, or the economy that we're in. All the constitutional officers are feeling that tug. They have lost some employees due to other places getting them more money. Same thing that your board employees, that your department heads and that I'm facing as county manager. So those 5 and 10, 3 and 4% there on those increases is directly affected by the wage increase and the minimum there with employees. Sheriff's Department, so now let's look at it. It's a 25% increase, and it is because the sheriff has took a stance from what the best I can tell of the budget on increasing his wages and doing a step plan with his LEOs, I guess whatever, gun toters is what I call it, LEOs, is that the correctional officers, sworn officers. So he's got a step approach, and we might want to request some additional information in regards to that. But he's got an offset of about $800,000 that the state is going to refund the sheriff's department, $525,000 for this increase, and the school district also $340,000, but my red flag and my concern, Commissioner, Chairman, Board, is that, yes, y'all approve this increase and say, well, the state's going to cover it, the school district's going to cover it, but let's say the state pulls that funding next year. If y'all approve this, we're on page four, Commissioner Stevenson. If y'all approve this, I just have a concern that at any year that the state doesn't no longer fund these lines, that Then the commissioners has an additional $800,000 of salaries to come up with. And it's not a bad thing. What the service is doing is a much needed thing. I mean, every one of us needs an increase there. So as you look over this, as you get thinking about it the next couple weeks, and we come back and revisit this, or y'all want to call us at any time, we're 100% available. But I just wanted you to see that directly on page 4. Mr. Chairman, is there any questions at this time before I go any different there, or why are we looking at this specifically?
Not me. Y'all got any questions?
The only thing I would like some more information on that. Is it 500 from state, 300 from school? So that's where you're getting your 8, right?
Yes, sir. 525 from the state, 340,000. What the 340,000 covers from the school is the 5 fully funded resource officers that the school district funds. But their funding also comes from the state.
That funding comes from the state.
So it's just a pass-through, basically. It's a pass-through from y'all, school board, to the board.
At the school, which is funded from the state due to the Marjorie Douglas Coleman Act that happened with the Parkland shooting a few years ago, they fund us to provide security in the schools, and as long as they provide that funding,
y'all
pass
got
it on to the sheriff's office for them to provide that service.
Last year, was that in place last year? I don't remember.
That. Yeah, I think this is the third year it's been in.
Okay, I just don't recall it, or we didn't go into that in depth.
We didn't know about it.
But if the state pulls that, we got to come up with it.
And that's my red flag, Mr. Chairman, is that, hey, it's great that the state is offsetting this budget presented by the sheriff of $800,000. But next year, you know, and I know we say, hey, what about next year? Next year, I just want y'all to know it and know why that line item, why there is such a big increase. But other than that, the sheriff stayed, his line item pretty much stayed identical to last year's budget. So he's doing his due diligence in the fact of operations staying the same. But he's requesting a lot of increase on his staff and by default.
One thing you need to remember on that, a few years ago we done this for EMS. I think they went and y'all got a grant, couple million dollars or something like that, and we hired people, like 12 employees. And then
you're referring to the safer grant?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, and that went away also. So you've got to be careful with that one right there also.
So your question is to get additional information from the Sheriff's Department in regards to the longevity of the state offsetting this amount.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
In other words, give him a bug in his ear that we can only afford to do this as long as they've subsidized it. Once they subsidize it, we've got to figure out another plan.
Same thing as the safer grant. I mean, it's the same theory as the safer grant.
How long was the safer grant stuck? 3 years.
3, I believe.
That's kind of what happened when the fire department
was doing that. That was the safer
thing.
Grant.
They saved money out on the table. Here they baited you, but it's over now. You have come up with it.
Yeah, that's the same thing happened there.
I'm gonna let the kids stare
on
it.
Time
get away from
me.
I'm about to melt down.
It's hot out there.
So at the bottom, you're looking at, you had $7,999,403 last year, and proposed right now from constitutional officers $8,688,613.
Almost $1 million increase.
$689,210, 8.6% increase. And this is what we're tasked.
On all the other constitutional officers, they turn in line-by-line budgets or just sheriffs?
So in your packet is the budget submitted. Every constitutional officer behind the next few pages is sheriff, and then right on down. It's not very clear. There is line-by-line budget, but it just says, you know, employees and gives an amount. It ain't broken down deep. Yeah, I'm sure it is in their departments. Not what they submitted to us
to
finance.
On the finance side, we need to maybe get that more broken down so we can see where those funds are going. What do you think, Jackie?
It's up to you.
I mean, but wouldn't it benefit to know?
No,
like,
not me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not meaning to be. He's managing his budget. Some counties.
No, I didn't mean. I know a lot of counties. I know a lot of County want it line by line so they know exactly what the fund is.
Well, there's contention when they do that. But, I mean, I'm not, you look at Washington County and them and the sheriff are always fighting over line items. But, and that doesn't mean that we're not like that. I'm not saying that. But, it's a political game you're playing, and it's a...
Well, at the end of the day, we're looking at us to come up with the funds to fund all this.
Exactly.
And we need, if they just got a figure or something right there, and we don't know exactly what that is.
If you knew every little penny where it was going, would that change? As long as he's being responsible, it still is what it is. And I'm not meaning,
I agree with that.
I don't think it's...
Mr. Chairman, I'd
like to
add right there.
Okay, I just know in the past, I think it's just been turned in as a number. It hasn't been broken down with none whatsoever.
I think it's always been broken down to line item stuff. It's always been that way. But it probably didn't go in there like this employee is this amount of money, and then this employee is this amount of money. That's what y'all talking about.
On our side,
that don't really matter.
One lump sum for law enforcement, one for corrections, one for communications, and one for the jail.
Right.
Animal control. And then we do a check out of each one every month.
Right. But also in that, Jody, I mean, at the end of the day, we have a number, and it's been this way for as long as I can remember. It was very seldom always just first thing that they submit, they get everything. I've never seen that. But we've always negotiated, or our budget committee has always negotiated, then brought their negotiations to the board and through a couple workshops through the budget process. But getting in line item by line item is in depth. And that's what
I just think we need to be more accountable on funds. When I got on this board, we were struggling. We was didn't have no money. And then after we got to digging around, some of the constitutional officers had money that could have come back to the board. We didn't know we had it. And then when we jacked in and figured it out, we got them funds back. So,
yeah.
I mean, I ain't saying they do it. I'm just saying everybody needs to be a little more accountable.
But I think, honestly, that's taking care of itself now through the...
Mr. Chairman, if I may, turn to page 26 in your packet. Let's use this as an example. This is tax collector Michelle Cannon has submitted this. She submitted a letter of request, proposed budget of $802,804. Okay, this is the letter that we get every year. So that amount is what we submit. That's what, since I've been with the county, that would be the amount that we submit to the board as a total number. Mr. Chairman, on page 27, this is what Michelle attaches with her budget request. So this is her one-page line item, if you would, line item by line item. And as you can see, the only increases that she has is up under employees. Retirement is a big bulk, and her regular salaries for her employees is the other, the $41,000. So that is all we get from them. And this is very similar to what all that we would have to present to you from the road department or the solid waste department. It would show regular salaries and wages. We would have a number. So we don't break it down by 25 employees. Neither does the clerk or the sheriff. But this is a good example as a line item by line item, Mr. Chairman.
That's the way it needs to be done, line item.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, at any time throughout this, if you look at it and say, Dwayne, I want more information on this $41,000 on the regular salary. What is she proposing an increase per employee?
At the end of the year, Dwayne, when we got this broke down, if we don't spend, or they don't spend $10,000 for maintenance on equipment and stuff, are they showing that going back to general, or what are we doing? Are they keeping that in their account? Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying?
No, sir. They are budget offices, and therefore whatever they have left at the end of the year comes back to the board.
Have we been getting anything back from?
Yeah.
Usually it's not a lot from tax collector or supervising elections. last year, Ronnie Lee had a sizable, it was almost $100,000. But he had put in for some equipment, and then it didn't, and that didn't have to spend it, or whatever it was. I can't remember exactly.
It was an equipment update.
And then he didn't have to do it. So it all came back, what he didn't use. And, you know, they're statutorily, they're bound to do that.
Yes. And over the years, Mr. Chairman, I have seen the Costa Golfers say, they'll come to the board and say, I'm submitting back $10,000. But I asked the board, can they keep that? Roll it over, and the board has always negotiated with them at that time.
Years ago, we used to have a form in place that they would fill out whatever rollover, whatever they had left over. That could be a rollover back into their general budget. I don't know if we're still doing that or not. I haven't seen one in years.
I don't recall seeing one.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in years.
They used to roll it over, though.
Yeah.
Well, remember last year, it was this fiscal year, when the sheriff gave you money, it was for 2020, though. When he brought that money back, he asked you to pay off those cars out of it. So that was an actual budget amendment to his budget to increase his overall budget, and then he spent it on paying off those cars. But it comes, it has to come back to you, and then you have to say, you'd want to know what purpose it was, and you say, yes, you have this much of it back, do whatever. And that, you know, that makes sense as long as you've got the ability to
back it up.
Yeah.
And Mr. Chairman, page 29 and page 31 is your clerk of court and your supervisor of elections, the exact same format that we see. And again, we can request different if y'all want. This house is submitted, and we will request additional information as you guide us to. I mean, ultimately, this is your budget that the board will approve, that you're responsible for.
I think these line items are great the way they got them, but I would like to see something at the end of the year on the expenditures on where it was spent.
Well, they got that, honestly. I mean, that's something that even through their audit process, it's in their financial statement. Yeah, because each one of these constitutional officers has to be audited also.
Yeah.
And then we get that also.
Well, I haven't seen one before that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just...
Mm-hmm.
I think the way they got it's great, but, I mean, if they spend... got $20,000 for equipment or $20,000 for this, we need to see.
Right.
We got so many departments right now that we're struggling that need stuff that we could utilize that money to buy some more dump trucks. Buy this, buy that. I mean, if somebody's got a little extra, that would help us out the hell of a bind we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking at as a whole.
Amen. Mr. Chairman, any more questions on constitutional officers proposed budget? Other than, so all I have right now for additional information that y'all are asking for is to see clarification on the funding on the fiscally constrained counties and how long that lasts with the Sheriff's Department.
Yes.
Any other questions that you'd like to
anything answer? Else that we got on that type basis, we need to know how long that's lasting also. Anything else we got that's being funded by the state that we may have to step up and pick up the tab?
We got some money, was it ARPA or that's going to roll in this year, that's pretty well over with after this year also, correct? Or how many more years have we got on
August,
that?
In August, he's got $1.6 million he's going to be asking, or soon, right? He's going to be asking for it. It's the second half of that.
But that pretty well winds that up.
That's all of ARPA.
It's
over with.
If we get that underdraw, there is no more federal dollar on the ARPA. There may be more grants we can apply for.
But be mindful of that for next year also.
Yep.
The board, be mindful of that, what you was just saying, Judy.
It's earmarked for non-recurring things. So that's the key to that is with the exception of EMS.
And she brings a great point up about non-reoccurring. Anytime we want to be good stewards of this money, the fact that, yes, we could have put that $1.6 million into y'all's salaries and employees for some of the departments. However, that's non-reoccurring money. So we would put ourselves in the same boat that the sheriff could possibly be doing if this ARPA quits next year. We won't see that money anymore. So if you put it in a reoccurring expense, somebody's going to pick the tab up. And I don't want to put that burden on our citizens or any of us.
Yeah.
Is that all the questions on Constant Golf?
Oh, my God.
So we'll be looking for approximately $700,000 increase. So back to page one. And obviously, these are y'all's packets. Y'all can go and study each budget line by line. Any questions y'all have, y'all can direct them to us. What we've seen so far, we've got to go through about half of the departments on the board side. And we're seeing about a 25% increase for all of our materials, all of our fuel, any kind of stuff we've had to purchase over this year. We've seen about a 25% increase. I don't have a dollar amount on that because we're only halfway through the budget as far as what we've expended, or 7 months, if you will, is what the last run was, what we're working off the numbers. So July and August will be a time frame where I can maybe give you all a more defined number of that. Number three right here, it talks about a 10% health insurance increase. Our premium is $1.7 million last year. Last year, the board, you, Mr. Chairman, we changed that and went to a different plan, very similar to the school board, and we was able to keep our premium very close. It ended up being like a 2.1 or 2.2% increase. But this year, we can expect 10% is what we're being told. That's that's an additional $175,000 on your health insurance premiums. A way that we can combat that $175,000 is something I brought up last year to you, board, is the HSA accounts. Every January, the board, over the years since I've been here, and it was before my time, y'all choose to give $1,000 to each full-time employee who has health insurance. You give them $1,000, and the idea of that, from my understanding previously, is to offset the deductibles by the plan that we had. My recommendation last year, the year before, is to change that from an HSA account to an FSA, Flex Spending Account. And what that allows is for an administrator to take control of that, then you, the board, control that bulk money instead of giving $180-something thousand, I think it was $184,000 this past year, out to all of our county employees. You put it in an account, and as the employees use it, they use a card, and it's a cost savings over years to where you're not putting that $180,000 out every single year. It would be, you only have to match back to it whatever the employees have utilized.
Essentially, we've been giving them $1,000 whether they use it towards deductibles or whatever. They're getting that just straight out.
Yes, sir.
Straight out.
It has responsibility on the IRS side. It's up to the employee. It's up to that citizen to be responsible for that because the account is labeled HSA, Health Savings Account. But that's between them and IRS.
If they don't claim it, it's going to be between the IRS and the board, because if they don't claim it, it is on mine. If I hand you them W-2s, whatever, you don't pay your taxes on what I paid you for, they can come back after me.
I don't know that far into it, Ms. Jackie, if you have an answer for that.
You got an employee that you're paying cash money, and they're supposed to be paying their own taxes. And they don't pay them taxes. They can come after the guy that paid them.
So, in this case, it shows up as a taxable benefit. Well, it's a note actually on a W-2 that you have given them a health savings account for the $1,000. It's up to them. It's up to them to, if they're audited, to prove what they spent that $1,000 on, that it is health related.
Okay.
But it's on them. It's not on you. It's not on the board.
Well, it would probably save us a bunch of money to make the bike, but they'd have to.
What's not used is good tax to stay in the sun.
Right. Over the years.
The FSA.
Yes, for the FSA versus HSA. And last year we chose to leave that alone. Then we changed. That's just a place that I can see administratively that we can offset some of these increases. And it would be as big as a bike. If we don't make the change, we can add another line item right here, $184,000.
Well, if it was set up for them to use to help pay that, and we can set it up where they can still use it if needed, I don't see how they're going to lose any benefit other than one that's been benefiting and using that money without using it to pay what they're supposed to be paying them for.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, that's the kickback
mm-hmm.
I see that you'll hear
yep.
on that side.
The way I see it.
Okay. I just want everybody to everybody's aware of that. A couple meetings ago, number five here, the board decided for us to look at opportunity to give a dollar increase across the board for the 96 full-time employees. And what that translates to, for every dollar that we give, you can figure another 50 cents because of retirement and FICA, so all your benefit package, it really translates to $1.50. So what that would be is $300,000 increase. To do that across the board is what we're looking at there. And let's see here, the next line is proposed. We talk about $3 across the board for department heads and admin.
I thought it was two.
Two, but I went ahead and translated to three because every dollar is 50 cents additional. So $3 total is what it would cost the Board of County Commissioners.
Yep.
To give a $2 increase above the dollar.
So you got the FICA and all that included in the three?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay. And all of these are estimates, but that'd be an additional $100,000. And then the last thing I need to let us all know about is FRS for part-time employees. We haven't been, since I've been with the county, there's been some discrepancy on what is considered a part-time, what is not, the rates, but IRS is very clear. It's black and white.
FRS.
It's very clear as to what the county, the employer, is supposed to be taking out of the check, supposed to be contributing to, and that's the retirement. We have not been doing that. We're getting on a conference call coming up next week to determine what that looks like. And the biggest impact is going to be in our solid waste department. That's where we have most of our part-time people at. And that's going to be an increase. It's something that the board hasn't been doing that we're going to do as boosters here. I don't know the amount of that yet. I don't even want to shoot out there and answer. But I will have y'all something at the next meeting. On that, I just want you aware that we've been made aware. It's one of the deals we're fixing.
We're just trying to get ahead of it and get it fixed and figure out what we've got to do.
So, that going through all the departments line by line item, what we're tasked with from last year to this year, we can already initially see is about a $1.2 million increase. And we haven't been yet informed of a $1.2 million revenue increase for the county. So we start getting those in July, all your state shared revenues and all your discretionary sales tax, we start posting it on the website for us to start budgeting with. So I'm hoping that the next time we come before y'all, we'll have a better, okay, this is the revenues that's anticipated to come in. Here's what we've got expended right now. Where do we want to cut or what do y'all want to look at? So right off the cuff, commissioners, $1.2 million is a big increase to overtake.
That's not bad. Really and truly, if you consider the times we're dealing with right now and the amount of money and the people and the departments, that's not too bad. I don't think it is.
And this is very preliminary now.
Because if you go back and look at... Any
it's
one
not the new dump truck and the new
I understand.
Truck and
I understand.
New
but neither is.
Hey, I find Marcus Tracker's check for.
Well, if I had it, I would. But if you go back and look at some of these, you know.
Where are you looking at, Commissioner?
I turned to page 27. But look at what our constitutional officers are doing. They're adjusting salaries. They're not taking into account any of their other line items because all of them's pretty well staying the same. So our employees is working together. And you got a federal mandate that is crammed down your throat. So that's not that bad of an increase at the end of the day. They could have went ahead and told you to do the $15 across the board instead of stepping it in. Then you would see a hell of a problem.
All right.
I can do
that.
I mean, so if you break it down, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
Right. So y'all got more money than we got.
Ought to be bigger first. So now I guess we'll transition, Mr. Chairman, if y'all will. I want to talk about a specific department in y'all's budget. Solid waste is what we'll do now and talk about. Turn to page 2. Tim Johnson to the stand, please.
You know what? You can't handle this.
I'm not calling him first. I want you to grasp it up, everybody. No, so this is one that you, commissioners, that we've looked at over the past, I don't know, 7 years that I've been here, and we've tried to do some different things to offset. General fund always has to add money to this department. It's never self-sufficient. Commissioner Stevenson talked about this very briefly last year when y'all did combat some of it with the special assessment increase. But just like Stevenson has said in a couple of meetings, that, hey, I sit on the board in Osceola, we ain't even increasing it to what they're getting in some other counties. So it's going to have to be dealt with again. But what we see internally, on day-to-day operations, commissioners, I'm getting ahead of myself, I'm like a preacher. let's look at the revenue sources, and then let's talk about each revenue, and then I'll talk about the problem. So the only in Fund 130, which is solid waste, we get the special assessment dollars, we get tipping fees, sales of recyclables, the Osceola transportation disadvantage. And that money is the straight across the board, the $69,000. It hasn't changed since the co-op started.
That's not the $69,000. That's that co-op reimbursement. That's your
transportation disadvantage. I thought the Austin transportation disadvantage is the $69,000.
So it's in the co-op, the $69,000 is?
It's when they give you that extra money back. Okay, I said, what do we call it? You call it something different than I do.
So where's the 69 on that? Anyhow, one of them is
69. The other counties give us money back because we're the furthest one out.
But you also get a credit.
You get mileage rates and all that stuff.
Get a credit because you drive further.
That's the money that we get back.
Come on. So in Munis, one of them is called refunds in prior years. And one is called reimbursement offset. And that's the discussion we'll have. So
Whatever we call it.
So here's the thing, we get two revenues.
We're going to fix that.
Yes. So we get a transportation disadvantage, and then we get...
Which is how much?
For being a part of the co-op.
It varies. It varies based on your tonnage. They give you so much back per ton. After they freight.
Yeah, so it's, from my understanding, the contribution or distribution to each county is based off the percentage by the whole year of what Dixie County brought in to get a certain money back. That's how you understand it on the board, Dixie? And then the co-op reimbursement is because we haul the furthers, and in the agreement that the previous board set up with us and when it was derived, that's a $69,000. That's a set amount that doesn't change. And Taylor County pays it $49,000 or
$44,000.
And Jefferson County pays $25,000, which totals the $69,000. And that's what Commissioner Stevenson brought to the board after we had been hounding them. Jackie sent multiple invoices. We've been working on it.
How much was that, Jeff?
90-something thousand.
90?
But it was because of previous years.
Years they had paid.
Right. Yeah, I knew there were multiple years in there.
Yes. But this year, we will only get 69, because we're going to go ahead and request it.
We
got it requested. Brenda's got a ticker on her calendar. We'll be requesting it. You know, finance will be requesting it now every year. So there's not a lot of money. And then the last revenue resource is the dumpster program that we rent out cans to residential and commercial businesses. and then obviously go down and look at the uses of revenues there. I want to talk about an additional funding need right here that we've kind of been out of sight, out of mind, down at the bottom of the page or two. Since I've been here, we have the DEP requirements, and Jeff, is his name Shore? Jeff Shore?
Yes.
Jeff Shore with DEP has is on the verge of retiring, and someone else is coming in. He has made the comments, multiple, Dixie County, where I guess you would say grandfathered in on how we operate the transfer station and the hill. There's a lot of requirements that are supposed to be fully contained, fully covered, supposed to have a drainage system to collect all the water. And I just got a ballpark figure the other day of the $4 million. If DEP says when our contract runs out and we try to renew our permit out there, and they say, hey, we're not going to renew Dixie County's permit unless y'all update this facility. If that's the case, commissioners, we would have to borrow right now today to fix the problem would be roughly $4 million. We recommend on the budget committee for us to start budgeting for that for years out. Like make a line item in solid waste's budget, start putting money there for when that day comes. I don't know if we would have it all, but we would have a down payment to maybe get good financing, get a good interest rate. We got to be proactive here because it's not getting any better.
That's a smart move right there.
It's a very smart move, but how can you put any money there when you're still running short?
Exactly.
Ah.
No, we need more revenue.
Right.
We need more revenue.
We've got to be above the bar to be able to put some away. We still behind that.
I don't know.
That's what our
plan is.
We have to think about how we're going to do that.
Oh, no. Our biggest problem is our sites, in my opinion. Our sites in the county.
Okay.
I know I hate it, but we're going to have to police them better and start charging for some of this stuff. I mean, they hauling these, they killing tractors, burning leaves, limbs and stuff. I mean, come on, man. I mean, a homeowner, one trailer load of limbs a day or something should be, you know, out of the yard. I mean, after you just keep calling trailer load up trailers, they ought to go to the transfer station and have to be paid. You haul one refrigerator off, both houses ain't got but one. You keep hauling them all day. I mean, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it.
We're getting all of our stuff, they just continuously. A lot of the other counties, I mean, a normal household, you'll have 5 bags of garbage. You come with more than 5, you start paying per bag. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to be accountable.
The drop-off stations in other counties usually household garbage only, and they don't take.
They don't pay monthly. We don't only count it to take the way we got it.
But do they? Does the other ones pay the assessments that we charge?
Yeah.
Or they do.
Yeah, I'd say in Gilbert
County,
I mean, just those two guys.
I know preachers been getting calls. I've been getting calls.
Then when you haul
commercial hall, people hauling limbs in there to the place, I mean, they pay too much.
So, let's get
I mean, all that extra stuff is what's killing the department. We're handling way more than what we're collecting funds to have.
Well, since we own this special assessment.
The stickers has helped some. But we're still taking in way more waste than I feel the county is producing.
Make me understand on a special exception.
Special assessment.
Assessment. The campers. What does, when we pass that, how much do they pay a year? Do they pay that $310?
They pay nothing.
They don't, all they pay is $300.
It wasn't. Before that, they don't pay nothing.
What's paying nothing?
I've been creaming it. I want to fix it where they have a camper for a year, and after that they have to build.
Well, I'm going to tell you, young lady come up here and made one heck of a good, I thought I had a good point, but she had one to throw right back at me. And I've been studying that for 2 weeks now. And she's 100% right. They get to haul their garbage. We're getting rid of their garbage for free. Well, I'm either fixing to start cutting them out completely, or either we're going to have to jack it up.
Let me answer this. Can I answer this?
Yeah, go ahead.
When we done away with with the $300 or what was it, $200 if you come and done an RV special exception, $200. The bulk of our county pays $180 a year. But now, that's our special exception. If you got it at your house, you, me, Mr. James, everybody in here pays $180 a year. So we actually doubled that on the camper renewal to offset what you're talking about. So well, whenever we raised the assessment to $310, that put us right back to where we was at. So me and Dwayne had a talk, and he's already talked about it in an open board meeting, that, and we have agreed to let him put that, to do the research, and put that special exception on top of the renewal, which that's going to double from $300 to
$610.
So they'll be paying the same thing as what we're paying, irregardless. But he's already brought that up in a board meeting. And me and him sit down in his office because I was wanting to go there and double it. He said, this is what we need to do. And he was absolutely right.
One time or
every year.
Every year. So he was absolutely, I like that assessment tagged to it.
So an RV camper will pay building and zoning here sent out of field. They'll pay a $300 fee, and that's to renew
every year.
Their special.
So here's the
exception.
Thing where y'all missing. They paying what he's talking about to take care of the garbage. But they're driving on the roads. They're using ambulances. They're using everything that everybody else is using.
So the building zoning will have the $300 every year for the special exception that y'all approved 6 to 10 every meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we'll do on the special assessment side, we have got that list of every parcel, every address that has an RV special exception. We submitted that to the group that has done a study who is the board has hired to look at the tax roll, the certified tax roll, and make the adjustment. So we've got the list from Leon's office for building and zoning. We have submitted it to GSG. That's the group that we have hired for the special assessment. And this budget year, we will see that revenue increase. They will pay the $180 for solid waste. They will pay the $125 for fire and pay the $5 for mosquito, which is the $310.
Yeah.
And from building and zoning, they'll pay that $300 for the special exception.
And he done that on our direction because he talked about it.
Yep.
I think right there.
Yep. Okay. And yes, sir, it did. And on top of that, they pay their land taxes. Period.
Well, that's out of the Lord. I think it would be a vacant. I think that is shown as a vacant on there because if the RV's on there, from what I've seen doing the special assessments, the changes and all. When we got to a place that would have a power pole, it would be considered vacant, so they're only paying.
But you're paying out the law on the value of the property itself.
Yeah, across the board.
Yeah. On the value of the land.
Right.
There's no building.
That's exactly right. They'll pay a vacant, and they'll pay a vacant fire, exactly. But I'm going to cover that, not me personally, us is going to cover that with the fact that we realized that, and based off of y'all's direction, we now submitted it to GSG to cover that this year. I don't have an amount on that yet, but roughly, I mean, I can give you the rough amount. It was, 200, we figured it was 200 RVs, plus the
600 special.
Okay, so 600 times 300, so yeah, $200,000 is what I want to say. Could be a $200,000 increase. That was unrealized capital.
But that, yes, unrealized capital. Exactly right.
I feel like we need to do something on that. They have a time frame on that. But some people, the best people in the world, if we do that assessment, when you do that assessment, it saves the property. And when they sell it, it's on that property forever. It does not do the property on it.
As long as they renew it.
But I mean, I can sell it to Joe Blue, and he goes down and renews it.
Yeah, I just bought a piece.
He put in a crack house. You follow follow what I'm saying?
I bought a piece of property that had it on there, and I renewed it also. Yes,
but I mean,
I understand
you,
that.
Mark may be a good guy. He got one, and Mark sells it to somebody that ain't a good guy. As long as he renews it, he's still got it.
But now he's actually paying something on that property instead of living there for free.
It's not vacant anymore. We're going to chalk, we are covered that.
Okay.
Yeah, to the tune of $610. $300 for the special exception. $310 for the special assessment.
$620.
$310.
Oh, I thought you said
$310. So, Mr. Chairman, but... So now, let's talk, is that,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're clear on the special assessment versus exception assessment. So in the solid waste department, we've come to the conclusion that residential can rentals and commercials is not what we need to be in the business of doing. Obviously, y'all can't vote on it right now. I would like to hear.
Can you say amen, though, preacher?
Amen.
I'd like to add something to that as y'all going into it.
Yeah, we're going into
it. On your residential cans and your other cans, it would be feasible for the county if y'all would charge the rate that everybody else is charging. I mean, y'all rent cans for $200 when waste management $600.
Well, if you can get your money out of
them. But if they don't pay, they shouldn't be getting the can.
Well, if you got a phone call, you
got
to take it back.
Well, I told them that shouldn't be being done. I don't care who they are. If they ain't paying their bills, they shouldn't be going back to our blue camp. I'm sorry. And whoever making that phone call was wrong doing that to the county.
So it's not that they
feel
about that. It's not the county commission. It's that when we take it, then they go pay it for that month. But they might not go to this next month.
$75, $80.
I don't know the cost. What I'm looking at, Jamie.
Let me finish. But we will take care of our garbage cans more because we won't have to worry about that day and a half to 2 days going around our residentials and looking at all the diesel fuel that we're saving. So I understand.
How much you pay a year, Jamie?
What, on that? $75
a month. $75 a month, so I can count for what?
$900.
$900. So when you pull his again, preacher, you're going to lose $900 out of your budget.
Not really.
No, not really.
He's paying $900 a year to that man. That when if he puts weight through there, they're going to haul it. The preacher disposes of that.
Now you're right. You're absolutely 100% right. You will see a $900 decrease in your revenue fund. You're 100% right. But also, what you won't see is the $900 that you chase good money with bad money, and it cost you $2,000. So you won't spend the $2,000. So you're actually saving $1,100.
Yep.
A can quote was $836. They're screaming at my socks. When we set up this budget, they give me a list. They wanted 64 yarders and 40 20 yarders and 78 yarders. I don't remember what it was. So what that equated to was $100,000 for a new can this coming budget year. And I said, if we do away with can rentals right now,
you'd have
all of y'all stop.
The other thing that you got to remember too, when we go in there and we put a can in place, I've seen us do it in the past. Our packer truck can't get in there. We go in there, we put some rock in there, set it down where our packer truck can go in there and pick that up. Don't get stuck. Get the heck out of there. So we got time in there. Let them bump a grease trap or a gate or something like that. They're going to go fix that.
Oh, we done bought two or three dishes.
I know. So you're cutting a lot of going on private property. You're cutting all that mess off. So to me, I've been preaching this for a year to that bunch right there.
Yeah. Y'all can't make a decision now. I'll bring it back up in the regular meeting. My suggestion is to do away with it. And only that finance has been screaming at me the second day Jackie got her, she got a run-in with somebody at the counter about why would we take the can? Jackie said, I ain't took nobody's can. And they was there to pay the bill. And Jackie got to looking at it, Tanya Dawson in finance, we spent countless hours. And there's lots of money there that we haven't got that the board y'all got to choose to vote right at all. We don't, I mean,
about Medicare.
There's a lot of negative. Here's what it boils down to. The Board of County Commissioners, when we started this program, we are making it a benefit for 5%, not even 5%. That is an option.
They got class, night classes they're running all the time.
But what is that helping us?
Huh?
What is that helping us?
Well, if you only got the materials and the welding rods at the cost of that can, it's going to cost the county and the cost factor a huge lot. The manufacturer.
You're saving labor.
Saving all the labor.
I got you. Yeah, I'm not.
You're saving all the labor.
Yes.
And if you got the materials, they might can build a can tonight if all them guys jumped on one. You could have a can in the morning to go pick up. They had the material. Maybe they can't build one tonight, but they could build one tonight or one every 2 days. Right now we're running around trying to figure out how to get them. If we can get two cans built at the welding shop, what does it cost to have somebody manufacture them at a plant? That is, I don't see why that ain't.
The one thing that concerns me with what you're talking about, and I don't know if it's far-fetched, but I'm always the devil's advocate, is them dumpsters are built with a non-certified welder. And if that dumpster ever hurts somebody, we will be in one heck of a lawsuit. That's the only concern I have with the school building. And honestly, I think that's the biggest reason the county got away from that years and years ago. But it was before my time, too, and I haven't been here that long.
Also, we could hold the school board accountable, Mr. Chairman.
There have been a lot.
They're going to say,
they're going to stop it right then, too. So that's the only thing.
And Mark, along those lines, I mean, we have uncertified people with our shops and stuff, and we make minor repairs every day.
I know.
Minor repairs every day. So, I mean,
I know.
It's your shop, and it's your liability. It's not the county liability. That's the difference.
But
Antique Pockets is a big...
And they still got to be painted. They still got to have lids on them. And still got to look good. I mean, and function.
We check. I mean, that
I'll be able to sign up.
What they can produce one for. We still got a problem down in Canada now, but even with the do that, we're still going to have a junk store somewhere. I mean, that's just how we are. I mean, that's how limited we are again.
Mr. Chairman, what is your thought on that? What we're proposing as far as doing away with residential?
On the cans, some of the counties, I don't know if y'all looked into them, they got packer cans out now. They put it some of the sites that actually come back. At the site. So you don't have to go there.
You're legal.
Many times to pick up, it'll actually compress that stuff.
What are you looking at?
They
have another issue.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of times our packer trucks go around and pick up all these cans.
It's time.
They can't get all the cans, they have to go to the transfer station, burn more fuel, unload, and then get back to that site and finish it up. And it's just your way to more fuel.
I brought up the issue with that, in my opinion, several times, and we get to address it. On our peak days, when we have our peak garbage influxed into these sites, we don't have nobody working. Y'all working four tents. Y'all lock them off on Thursday. Most of your garbage comes in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's nobody here Monday morning when y'all come in, ever side full, running on the ground, everywhere, and then y'all run for 2 days catching back up. If you had somebody working on your peak day helping keep that down, you wouldn't walk into a disaster on Monday morning.
Can I answer that question
yes,
for you? We can't keep no hellfire now. Truck driver we have now since we quit. Okay, because the $10 hour start pay, you got a man that drove a truck for 30 years, runs his equipment for 30 years, comes out and starts at $10 an hour. It's just like a truck driver told me today. He said, I asked him, why are you quitting? He said, the work. He said, the money don't justify the workload. You know, so how are you going to do that and then ask the man to come in and work on Fridays and Saturdays on the weekend when he should be spending it with his family?
Well, to be honest with you, my little crew, we have a rolling schedule. Some of them like that better because then they're off on like Monday to Tuesday. They don't pay them overtime. We just rotate the schedule. And that being off during the week, sometimes that's a benefit. People can go do stuff they normally can't do on the weekend, going to places.
Actually, I think that preacher and Dwayne and them's got a really good thing in place for that. But it's going to require a few more people. And you'll have some that's working Friday and then be off Monday. So actually, that will help what you're talking about. But there again, the issues is the material.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, we want to implement that this year.
Now.
But I'm waiting on approval. We can do it now. It's going to pay boys overtime, people overtime.
If you did a rolling schedule, you won't have no overtime.
That's what
he's
going to
do.
I don't have enough people to roll.
We don't have enough people to do that.
Ain't nobody got enough people. I ain't got enough people either.
I know. It's not just our problem. It's a big picture problem. But
especially if somebody calls in sick, like I got a guy out all week. I've been short all week, man. So I got to make up that man with what I got. So now I'm going to burn him. That's
set
to the
side. Only, is there something that we can put together that would cost a whole bunch, say a tractor with a boom on it, like a big heavy piece of metal, that you could drop on top of that and smash that stuff down in those cans?
At the
side? At the side.
Yeah, but you're damaging the can.
Huh?
You're damaging my 20-yard can. That would have to be done with somebody that
it would cost $4 an hour.
Yes, I'm an experienced
operator.
I'll fabricate something on wheels that you back up there. You back up through the can and then you you turning on this on Preston. But that would help a lot on your volume if you was able. So the young man that was working at one of my dogs that's working up there at the rock pit, which I don't recommend him doing that, he's been getting up there walking that stuff down.
Yep.
And it's helping.
Actually,
I said the young man been getting them cans and stomping that garbage down. I already told him to. But it ain't all running on the ground. I didn't tell him to get in there. I'm just saying. If a man can walk it down and fill it and get a lot more capacity just by pressing it with something.
What were you to do, Commissioner? I have a packing truck come in there and pick a can up and it was matching down. But if you get a man in there, I've got it myself, and I also damage the truck because you get too close to it, you mess up the pump. So
yeah, make sure
you what I'm suggesting is you build a jig or something on tires with rubber garments that rolls up through that can and fits it perfectly. It's designed for that can. And when you get up there against it and you hit a button, a piece of metal comes down and mashes in the center. So there ain't no way it can get out of line because it's
you're talking
around
about
the can.
A cardboard press, basically.
Like a cardboard press.
Yep.
And it's fine to pick up. You drive up to the next one, back up to it, the same thing, and hit it, and you just go around and you've compressed them and they good to go for another 2 or 3 hours. It ain't that hard to do. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
Yeah, I got
rubber garments.
As far as I got,
you back up there and they just dust the can in there.
Yeah, actually, they preacher kid on what they was doing. And I know what you're saying helped. And preacher's done that. I've seen him do it before in Swanee and places like that. And it does buy us a lot of time. And it actually, your payload coming back is a little bit better, too. But
it will help the hauler.
Yeah.
You a hauler and a whole deal.
Yeah.
So we haul more time.
It's a manpower
labor
to do it.
Yeah.
Labor.
Now that y'all are aware of that, Mr. Chairman, we'll discuss it. I don't want to go in depth discussing it tonight in the meeting. I think we passed it out of here. I'm going to request a decision to be made tonight in regards to that, and then what that'll do. Whichever way the decision's made, that's going to determine how we budget for Fund 130 this year.
Okay. So I'm not going to answer this, but the question is, the 20 yards and the 4 yards, we're not going to rent neither one of them out no longer.
Yes.
Is that correct? Is that a fair assessment?
We ask him to do away with all
no commercial or residential cans.
Even the big ones.
Everything. No more rentals.
Even, in other words, down here at Flying Hawk, they're going to go in there and get them 20-yard cans, and then it's going to be up to Flying Hawk to provide their own can and to haul it from there to there.
And we're 100% legal of the county assessment that resident and commercial business pays does not jeopardize us in any type of lawsuit.
I know what you're saying.
I don't understand the question.
What about the other 95%, if that's the case?
We're
not obligated to go get your trash.
No, but they pay for that. I mean, they do.
Yeah,
it's cheap.
It's a service.
And this has been my question. You answered it, and Tim's answered it. But I just want to make it perfectly clear that, to me, if the county sets mark a dumpster right here on this X, I'm going to pay them $75. Correct?
Correct.
Y'all going to dump it once a week.
Correct. We're talking about a 4-yard can.
Yep, 4 yards. That's right, even right 4-yard on there. So I'm good with that. That's an extra service. Now, the garbage that's inside of this dumpster, I've charged, y'all have charged Mark Hatch a county assessment for garbage, ambulance, fire, police, mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Am I double charging for that garbage?
We're not charging you nothing.
Yes, you are. You're fencing.
$75 is to supply the can.
Right.
A can rental. And for somebody to come there and pick it up And so you don't.
And I'm good with that. I think we're good right there. But what about the garbage inside of it? We've already put a county assessment that each person pays.
That assessment doesn't take the garbage from their house to the landfill.
Right, they're paying extra for that. I'm good with that. They're paying extra for that. But what about the garbage, brother? You pick it up, or he picks it up, or we pick it up. Whoever picks it up, the garbage that's in the dumpster. The same thing. If y'all remember these mom and pops going around and throwing the garbage off at these roll-off sites, it's the same thing. That garbage is paid for by an assessment.
The service of picking it up, and not for the garbage.
And Mr. Chairman, you already have in place that
you're paying for a convenience, rather than you hauling it to the dump, you're paying for a convenience.
But now Waste Pro is we've already assessed that garbage, and Waste Pro is facing a charge, and we're going to charge Waste Pro for coming and dumping that garbage that we've already assessed.
That's the next.
You're paying for
the
garbage,
Mark Chairman.
I understand the service side of it. I get that, but the garbage itself.
The garbage itself, it ain't gonna matter. You got out of that when you chose to have someone else handle your garbage.
Then why
you
we
can carry it to the dump down there? It's not gonna cost you a dime.
Then why are we charging an assessment on?
Huh?
So why are we charging assessment on?
Assessment on what?
On the garbage.
Because we, at the end of the day, you're still going to gravy.
I know. So
you're paying us. At the end of the day, it's still going to gravy. We still got
to provide the transfer station and the get the garbage out of Dixie County. There's a cost for that.
I can buy that. I can buy what you said, and I'm good with that because actually that's the answer that I got, and I was good with that. I wasn't even going to talk about this.
Hey. One at a time.
But I can buy that. You know, I can buy that as that's what the assessment's for. But legally, I want to make sure that if we ever get in any kind of legal jam, that everybody's understanding on that we're paying. That assessment is basically a place for it to go, to be maintained, operated, and moved to Osceola.
So,
exactly right. That makes sense to me there.
Now, hang on. I got a question. We do away with the dumpsters. I'm using Flying Hog for example. We done got them figured out how much they're paying. They're paying by the ton, right? Okay. I think I done answered my own question.
Best way to do it.
Good. Hey, he's already good.
Hey, well, hang on. What? Whether we're charging so much, say $300 every time they come and get that dumpster, right?
Talking about two different things, so you're talking about probably the
C&D can. C&D can. That's C&D can. Okay.
That's not
covered by the
assessment.
Okay, C&D can. Okay, so if we do away with that 20-yard can, and they put their own can, and they haul it, we're going to charge them every time they dump it?
$35 a ton.
$35 a ton.
For C&D.
Okay. Now, way we're doing it now, we're still charging them $35 a ton. Plus, we're getting the extra $300 for... Okay, I got you.
Straight
$300?
That's right. We're not charging so we're losing money on the C&D.
$300.
We're losing money on
the C&D. So it's costing us more on the C&D to get rid of it than $300. Well, then what we doing?
Exactly.
We took a C&D site supposed to last us another 20, 30 years. Probably going to be full within the next, 3 to 4 to 5, if we can make it that long. And it won't be another because the requirements are so much stringent than what they used to be.
Well, that's why I said 8 to 4.
We won't ever have another one, and we done filled ours up by not managing it right.
And we have an escrow that's like $300,000 to cover the clothing costs.
Got to have that.
And he's correct.
Can't even touch it. It's got to be there.
We don't have to get off sale at a higher rate and all that, which they put in one now for, $9 million?
All the new ones that go in, like we put in the C&D, we got some liners in the bottom and the top. So that, what that means is we got to put in a treatment system for every ounce of water that falls on it that comes off of it.
Let's not get bogged down, and you know, this is great discussion. I greatly appreciate it. So there are two different things. The statement that I wanted to make was if and when we cut that out as far as the can rentals, whoever you, the residents, or the commercial business gets to come and provide that service to you, y'all already have established at the transfer station a $50 per ton fee. We haven't been implementing that. We could have been implementing this for years. It is established there. We don't charge for it. My recommendation is to start charging. And I think maybe y'all have done it, Mr. Chairman, is for the simple fact that you feel like, he drew his illustration there, Commissioner Hatch did, that the garbage is already covered under the special assessment. But once this all broke down, I don't personally feel that that's the case anymore, because you're paying for a commodity, but you're paying for it's your own choice.
You're paying for a service.
A convenience service,
paying for a
that
service.
Is not covered by the assessment.
All those ones that's hauling garbage and all that stuff, that is a service.
Hey, y'all task me, y'all make the decision, tell me how you want it done. That's how we want to operate.
You're doing a good job. Hey, you're doing a good job. Keep it up, because we all of us have got to be challenged, so that's what we...
I'll operate either way.
And you have to understand, too, you've got a precedent going on here. And you know, just figure out the growth that you've had in the last 2 years.
Yes.
You're fixing from now to the next 10 years, you're fixing to see a whole lot of more growth, and you're not going to be able to handle it if you don't get ahead of it.
I wasn't going to say anything because I've said enough, but what I was actually going to go right along the lines Ms. Jackie's talking about. The county has always tried to be the big brother to everybody. A city, Horseshoe, Swanee, Gina, we've always tried to be the big brother. Now we've got such an influx of people. Now it's up to the Board of County Commissioners, and we're having to be the fortunate ones that is going to sit here and change the general way that the county has always operated under. And we don't like it. I don't like it. I always like trying to help people. But at the end of the day, you're going to be a son of a gun for changing it. You're going to be a son of a gun.
Everybody still wants to help everybody, but at the end of the day, everybody wants to pay their shit.
But we cannot continue doing business as is. I've been in business for 20 years. I don't operate the same way I did in 20 years. Jody, you've been in it for 40 years. You don't operate that way.
I don't operate the way I did 2 months ago.
Exactly right.
I was going to ask about that last invoice. He's a fuel charge now.
Yeah.
No, and that's the reality.
My fuel went from $3,000 to $10,000 a week. I got to do something.
That's the reality of it, though. But guess what? Y'all keep the same $5 of
the county fuel's went up, too. We
the same. Same thing, right? What you just said.
We discussed my recommendation. I would like to be done with solid waste at this time.
Okay.
So if y'all would like to continue on, or if y'all would like to break and get ready for the board meeting, that's whatever
I say. We start charging for a lot of stuff that we ain't charging at the waste side.
So you, Mr. Chairman.
It ain't but 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Hey, let's go ahead and practice now. Come on up here to the stand. That's one thing. Exactly. I'm going to tighten my belt, you know.
I get reprimanded from that journalist, too.
Okay.
When my parents bought property, I think in the year 2000, we didn't do the RV exception. I don't even know if that was the thing back then. So originally we were from St. Pete. They bought land, loved Dixie. They built a house, like only 1,200, 1,400 square feet. But if you have these 600 people that did RV exception, they're going to pay thousands of dollars in taxes grateful y'all
exactly.
call for increasing it. But these are vacation people that are coming in asking for these exceptions. They're not your homesteaders. So have them pay the taxes.
That's what I was getting at. Let's jack it on up there.
Right.
If they want to live in a camper, let's jack it on up.
And I won't be a county commissioner because
I need to tell you some of the areas of my district, they are homestead.
I was gonna say that. So what we did, we kind of realized that in your area or in your area along the river and along the coastline, they do set up these nice facilities and then they leave. So let's charge them. But what we've seen, the influx that they're approving, when it goes to his district, WC's, they homestead these places. And we're losing big time because the ambulance service, they're calling more than the residential home.
And you know, just to go back to what I was saying, that's what the Board of County Commissioners has always tried to do is keep that down and you know, try to help people. But it's getting to the point now to where we are going to have to make some major changes. And unfortunately, it was crammed down our throat by the – it all was going to stem from the $15 an hour. So
inflation and all that.
Right.
And we've all had to give up small business owners. We all, you know, palm trees are not $50. They're $95 a piece. So we've all had to do that. But my point was, if we cancel the RV, they probably will or get a mobile home.
You know,
there was a time frame that, you know, that it expires in a certain amount of years. You know, when you give that exception, it's not grandfathered in forever, ever, 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 ever.
I hit on that, but the beginning of the meeting.
And that's where it is in
the
other
capital. Put a time frame.
But then you have to have somebody enforcing it, too. You know, I mean, it goes.
That was my thank you.
Thank you.
Before we move on, do I have a thing to ask before we get to have you talked about it?
No.
Spell it. Wait a minute, James. Tighten your belt.
Hey. Now, I'll let you get by, all right?
Everybody's got away with not paying and not paying, and now we're in a point where we got to pay the bills and everything's going up. They ain't wanting to. They don't like it.
3 days out of the week, chasing the money. I mean, he's supposed to be having fixed acquisitions and everything else. We got other stuff he could be doing, but he's chasing the money.
Are you done with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it's the truth. But I'll tell you what we did, I think, in 2008, 2009 or 10, somewhere right through there. We were trying to promote Dwayne's Campground. And how could Dwayne's Campground compete with Sherrod Island whenever we was renting an RV spot out at $15 a night and Dwayne was $35? So the board had this bright idea. We was going to go higher than what Dwayne. Remember that?
Yeah.
We went higher. We went to $45 a night. And Dwayne, we were trying to support local business. We were trying to support the private sector. And I think I got threatened to have my house burnt down. They was going to take my dog for ransom. And couldn't go to church, couldn't do nothing. So you got to be careful because, honestly, we're headed down that same road when we shove them to Waste Pro. This county is going to tote a hell of a retribution for that.
That's why I thought they raised rates.
It's 100 people. It's not.
And don't take a one to burn your house down.
Well.
But I think we're catering to the 5%. 5% is very generous. I would say it's not more than 2%.
But you said you've got to look at people living here on fixed income.
That's what it
is. I know. But it's the same scenario.
But all these people got these products in, and they miles for a long time.
And that's true, too.
That does not make no sense to me. I mean, I can see a 93-year-old woman living by herself. Well, you got a 20-something-year-old, a 30-something-year-old man that can hold his own garbage off. Why are we renting cans?
We don't discriminate. I mean, we can't discriminate.
My
point is that you ought to be able to rent the cans, but y'all need to rent the cans where y'all are making a profit. It's benefiting y'all to rent the cans. Enough to pay for the man, to pay for the fuel, pay for the upkeep of the truck, to pay for all that.
Well, we got that letter, though.
And you're going to have to factor in, you know, the garbage, too, side of it.
He was demanding we dump his can twice a week, which is just $75 one dump a week. He wanted two. So
well, he needed to be...
that down. That's 8 trips a month. That's
$9. Well, how does he get special treatment to get two dumps, two trips? When you're only doing one, how are you doing two? Who told him? I mean, how does he get the second one for free?
Because we have no contract and legally binding them or us. We have no teeth.
That's what we said. And then it works. That's why. And they throw a fit, it works. And so then they just don't sit the next week and the next week and the next week. And they still don't pay.
Well, if they don't pay, they don't need to have one, period. They need to be just like everybody else. If you don't pay your bill, then you get a surcharge or so much every so many days.
And then
it goes
they don't
up.
Pay it
goes up. But the main thing is that we ought to be charging what it is worth to do it. You have to make profit on it. You can't go back. Can I see that?
I hope actually well ain't on there.
I hope my name ain't on top of the list. All right, preacher. I will get behind. Call me. I will. You first one on the line. Action pump. How much do action pump owe?
This thing, I think it's the last one.
Well, I ain't had time to get. All right. Hey, when is it due? Today? Let me see if mine's on here.
Hell, that says I'm 31 to 60, so I ain't paid in 2 months.
Preacher, why ain't you calling me, son?
I feel bad.
say 6 and 8 months
I'm human. I'll have y'all a check tomorrow.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, but I'll do it. Huh?
He's the first one.
I'm the first one.
20 years.
He's got a big Madison.
He's no germ.
Let's
simmer down.
Simmer down, boys. So, but there is a majority of those that are way out that he's asked for payment, and they ain't, I mean, so we either got to forgive it.
No, we ain't forgiving it. Go get the dumpster. And then when they start squawking.
Here's really and truly, I've heard this before. Go get the dumpster, go get the dumpster, go get it. And then when they go take it and go get it and then bring it back here, oh, here's your check. So then we got time to go and that's the aggravating part.
Then you repeat the cycle next day.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
so,
delivery fee.
Get out of the business.
Well, you can do a better job at what is your real purpose? What is it that we're trying to accomplish?
Stay out of the private sector as much as humanly possible.
I'll pay my bill either. You own it.
That's 1 in 30.
We provide a service. You carry the Rolo site. We provide service. It's full. Stay out of the private sector.
Transfer station to move garbage
yes.
from Houston County to get it properly
yes.
disposed of.
And I agree with that.
And so that should be our goal is to have a good facility
pay
and to provide places for people to take the garbage so it doesn't end up in the...
You want
to say that? Stevenson,
yeah.
Number 2.
I think it's 1 to 30. Must be this month, I guess.
But it's only the 16th of the month.
I'm going to remind you.
That's what everybody says. That's what they say.
So y'all know how to get your money from the board. Y'all know how to get your money from the board.
I probably pull it out of my pocket here.
So, with y'all permission, let's move on to solid waste. Preacher, thank you for bringing that up.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Now, let's use this example. Action Pump, me. For 2 months, $150. And I have some.
You 2 months? Fine.
Well, it says due, $150. Okay. There's another one below it. $50. But now you get on down here, this is $900. $300. That's more than 1 or 2 months there. Look. I ain't calling no. That is fat.
Yeah. And it's the same. Woo!
But we can pick those cans
hey.
Up. And I'm going
to see how to.
Uh-huh.
No, because he don't have one.
How you spell your name?
Hey,
they said you got some bad name. You just quit listing. You own it.
There's the last name there, but it ain't the first name.
I just pay all hatches paid their bills. I just know this one does.
So,
there's a couple of...
Right to the last page, Commissioner. Mr. Chairman, it's like over $12,000 of unrealized revenue.
$1,500.
So really, we're missing $12,000. $12,000 to collect it.
Yeah. We're not in that business.
$3,600.
Oh, yeah, better than that.
If they ain't cut, stroke no check, yeah. They ain't no better than I am.
Go get his, too.
We're paying somebody every time to come get both of y'all.
Come get it. Mine's in the make. When was it due? When was it due?
The first of every month.
Huh?
The first of every month.
First of every month. Wow. So I'm, 15 days behind?
Yeah, it's only the 16th. Y'all got a few more days? All right, all jokes aside, it's a reality.
Yeah.
There is an issue there. We're trying to clean that up. That's just one of a
I'm just thankful that we can laugh about it because but we've got to do a better job of being stewards of what we're in, okay? So that's what I wanted to hit on there. So let's talk about the transportation fund. Roads and bridges. Page 3. You'll see under there on page 3 at the top of gas taxes, the unrealized in 2022, $380,000. And I would like for Jackie to just get on that just a minute. Well, the reason I say that, we presented this to y'all. There's the 9-cent sales tax or fuel tax, and then there's a 6-cent local option fuel tax that Dixon County is unrealized revenue. It's a board decision to increase that. Just letting y'all know that there is a revenue there that we're not tapped into with the state that can be realized. Jackie,
do you
want to expand on that?
All we are pointing out is, and we discussed about it, this ain't the year to do it, but I'm saying there's only certain things that fund transportation, and gas taxes is the biggest. There's state gas taxes, and then there's the local option ones. And the local option ones are the ones that you're not tapping into. The alternative is that it's funded by general fund. It's either gas taxes or it's general fund.
Remember to change that is a lot. It's supermajority vote, number one. Change what you're talking about. 4-1 vote and a bunch of public hearings.
I don't think so.
I do.
We did some research last year. Anyway, we know you're not going to do it this year anyway. No offense. I'm just saying it's just a bad year to think about doing something like that. But the other thing to think about is if they put that toll road in, you're going to have a whole lot of people buying gas right through here, and that would help pay for your roads here. And they don't live here. They're going to be spending their money right here because you're right in line. So it's something to think about is all I'm saying. That there's a potential there that it would help offset and get you some additional revenue. But, who knows how long the toll road, I'm not saying that, but it's tough. It's something that's going to come. It just depends on when.
And then we have state grants that help us with all of our road projects, So public sees the county doing these paving projects, and that is an expenditure from their taxes. It's not. Any road project that the board does, to my knowledge, that I've been a part of here the past 7 years, it's a reimbursable grant. We get revenue from the state, or we submit for it on a 5-year plan. You do pay for it out of your general fund, but then we get reimbursed. So when you look at the fund transportation, there's a lot of money because there's normally, I think last year was a little over $12 million, $13 million. But the majority of that is the state grants that are, they equal themselves out, and it's a reimbursement, so it's dollar for dollar. So the only road improvement program that we utilize here in Dixie County, and I don't know that we have any option, but it's not, we need to start looking at possibly doing something different, but the only upgrades that we do to our infrastructure is by state grants. We don't put in any other kind of project.
I can remember one road that we paved out of impact fees.
808,
yes. About
that was 5 years ago, 4 years
it's
ago.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's the only road I can ever remember that we done in-house.
That we paid for out of
a mile and a third or something.
I don't even remember, sir.
Yes. But it's been a long time.
And then the only source of revenue we have in transportation other than the general fund is the driveway permits, but that's a drop in the bucket. Nothing. As you can see, the breakdown there, but this year, additional funding in transportation, we're looking at needing a new dump truck, and
motor graders we have, we're discussing, and we're going to, right now, preliminary budget for a, we have a lease program with one of our motor graders, and that's worked out really well. I want to recommend to the board in this year's budget that we do that with another one. Cut down on the repair and maintenance. We're looking at, obviously, the one, we'll pull the property number, review of the one that we had to put the most money into, or the one that's the oldest, that's the one that we'll take off of the house circulation and do another brand new lease. And what that looks like, though, that's a $2,000 a month lease, so we're talking $24,000 for a brand new motor grader. And in that lease, we're responsible for the fuel, we're responsible for tires, and changing the blade, if I'm not mistaken. Other than that, if something major happens, the company comes, looks at it, evaluates it, either changes you out with a brand new complete one or fixes it. And that's, to me, that's a win. That's, you know, you're not doing maintenance and you're not worried about it being broken down. Like, probably the most hour in the seat, and it's by default, is the motor grader that we have that we're leasing. All the other motor graders, there's breakdown time there. You know, so throughout the year, you're losing a lot of productivity. This other motor grader, since we've had it leased, it made it run it. I mean, it's brand new. We've leased it out twice now.
My thing is this, if you do that, you don't hold that old motor grader and put it out there at your yard. You get the equity out of it. You get rid of it and put that money. You might even have a year's worth of lease right there. If we sat on it, we've done nothing but sit on and devalue a piece of equipment. But don't hold that, whatever we pull out, I don't think we should hold that. I think you should take that money and put it toward your lease.
I agree.
Good point. That's good. Trade it in on something else that you need. Trade it in on a dump truck.
Use something.
Yeah.
Use the equity that's in that.
What about since we own these lease? Couldn't we lease? Or do they lease? Like these roll-off trucks?
No, they don't. I've had them looking at that for how long? 2 or 3 months now. Yeah, our secret has been out on. So they haven't. I was going to get Preacher to present something on that. He's been working, him and Tim both, on that. And you can't hardly find a damn thing, to be honest about it, can y'all?
To even buy it.
To even buy them. And we need a roll-off truck like Ray Charles needs a pair of sunglasses.
So a grapple, which we discussed that tonight, or the backhoe, a mowing tractor is what we're looking at. And then on these, obviously that's one of our largest employees base. We're going to be hit big in this department with having to do the increase. We've got 28 employees. There's going to be a pretty good increase in transportation. The last 3 years with the flood, I brought this out in transportation. We was in the state of emergency. We sat down in an emergency meeting at the EOC. We spent over $120,000 in the past 3 years on culvert replacement throughout the county as a whole. I don't see that slowing down any. I mean, every day we're working with the Stormwater Task Force. We increased that budget a little bit right now, but I foresee for the next at least 2 to 3 years, I'm going to need to increase that for just materials alone, because countywide, every time you come to a culvert, it's rusted out, it's no good. So that's you can't repair it. You've got to replace it. That's been a big cost to the roads and bridges over the past 2 years for sure, is just the material alone. I mean, these culverts, it's been very expensive. You'll see that as an increase in the budget for transportation. They also are requesting an additional employee there to add on for trash pickup. We need to add there, try to stay ahead of this garbage. That's a never-ending battle either. It's anywhere you have a roll-off site, either side of it, that's have a lot of garbage there. It's 5-8 curves, it's always bad from the roll-off site.
Well, I'm gonna say something. I've been noticing.
Yes, sir.
I've been seeing, since we got our signs, my no litter signs, I've been noticing not quite as much bowed out on the roads and stuff. So, but now I should have went through it, but I didn't. I think it just fell off a man's truck right out here pretty close to the house. I just towed it in my truck, towed it in my dumpster. It could happen.
You should charge him.
Well, it could happen, you know. Luckily nobody didn't hit it, so.
Yeah.
But other than that,
I treat he ain't paying, he's picking up the labor of the garbage.
So, as a whole, what I've seen, we're going to need to also purchase probably another one or two pieces of equipment every year and trade it. We're just at a point where you just can't. Our repair and maintenance budgets in both solid waste and road department, Mr. Chairman, is almost as much as operational, and that should not be so. But it's because we've got 20, 30, 4-year-old machines.
Trying to keep going.
Your repair bill is way more than what you would be making a payment on a new piece of equipment.
If you can find the parts.
And I'd like to ask this year that y'all work, let's work together in budgeting. And last year we budgeted for we had a balanced budget. 3 days, the next board meeting, we approved a piece of machinery.
$750,000
to purchase. So she started prepping the commissioners probably. Three board meetings ago on the fact of, call it a wish list or some kind of projects that y'all would like to see. Now's the time to do that. I mean, we was able to scramble around and get those financed. So I said all that to say, last year we budgeted and then we went above that right immediately. And that I know that's y'all's, it is y'all's budget, but that I feel like that directly affects me as far as being responsible for what we present y'all. I don't feel it's fair to y'all and to us to say, hey, my God, we've got to come up with all of this. You see what I'm saying on that? So we've got to work together on that. So let's don't catch each other by surprise if we can. I think I caught us all by surprise.
So there won't be a tractor named Miss Brenda?
But it directly affects all of us, and we got a big task. I don't have anything else specifically in the road department. I just want y'all aware there's some big ticket items, and we're gonna start budgeting for change out these in the next couple of years to get new equipment and new. I mean, it's lacking everywhere, and they're just as important as the fire trucks. And
so you're right.
We're gonna budget. We just gotta figure it out. Gotta work together. And figure out a way to manage it. But right now, our biggest hurdle is going to be employees and trying to manage these raises and compete with everyone. And I think the board, y'all have always supported anything that's presented. Closing, do you have?
I do have one comment. Another good management tool is to have a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan or. You know, where is each department going? You know, what is the goal out here so that it directs your budget
to that,
you know, so everybody knows what direction you're going and where your needs are, and it can change. It isn't that it's in cement, but you have a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan or whatever it might be that you're. You know you're gonna replace certain things by that period of time, or that you need this facility, or it's gonna need a roof in 10 years. It's gonna need all these different things that you've just gotta think about and the investment in the future, so you know what you're planning for.
I'd like to elaborate on that just a little bit. Actually, I think we have made tremendous gains on what you're talking about right there, and we've done it. I don't know if we've done it accidentally or it was planned, and in the scheme of things, it was planned. But whenever we started holding these budget meetings with these department supervisors, and I think honestly, I know that they have found some stuff that should not be coming out of their budget. Now they're minding their budget. Road department's found some stuff. I'm sure fire and EMS has done that back and forth. But it's getting to the point now to where I think we're headed in a good direction on that, and I commend the budget committee for involving them. And last year was honestly probably the first time that's ever happened that I know of, and I think you'll start seeing
we
that.
We all learned.
Yes.
We all learned.
So I like that myself, but the thing that we got to remember is whenever we start holding Monk responsible for his budget, which we are doing that a lot better now, so whenever he sees something other than that comes out of solid waste or preacher sees something that comes out of there, we got to be mindful and say, you know what, you're absolutely correct. That vehicle or piece of equipment should come out of this other one. And that's whenever you start honestly getting to that.
We had, and I
like that.
Yeah.
I really like that. And the supervisor meetings, manager meetings that Dwayne holds, I think that's the line of communication has gotten a lot better, and you'll start seeing a lot what you're talking about. We won't be blindsided by a track. I mean, when it gets here, honestly, most of the time, I think most of, you know, it's vetted through the county manager. All that stuff's done, and the time it gets here, yeah, I mean, if I have a question, I'll ask you.
But what happens, what part of my point is that we take direction from the Board of County Commissioners. You know, you guys have the big picture of where the county should be, and you need to direct us to build a support for that decision.
It's hand
Does that
in
make
hand.
Sense?
Yes, hand in hand. I agree 100% with that.
Commissioner, today, with that said, on the special projects, is there anything that you haven't discussed that maybe you would like for us to look at adding to this year's budget or start trying to plan for?
I think things are going to start getting better as we can move forward with newer equipment, not working with older stuff. Everything's going to progress. The Scylla and them up there run really efficient, and everything they buy is on a 5-year plan. They do it on a 5-year plan with a guaranteed buyback at 5 years, and they never keep a piece of equipment beyond the point that it starts breaking down more. And once we get that implemented in here, everybody's department's going to run so much smoother because they're not broke down all the time. But we got to get there, and we're making steps to get there.
I'm going to give y'all something. You take that list. Preacher,
you go to the bathroom.
You need to take that list of people, and you go to each and every one of them, especially that two or three above $1,000.
It should.
And you say, look, we had a meeting, and this is what this is what we fixing to do.
Mr. Chairman of the board, I need to give you that list.
Well, I'm passing it along. So, okay, and you get, but what I'm saying is, you brought this list to the board, and I know everybody can slip up, and you say, two of the commissioners' names was on this list, and they were unaware of this. So we want to make sure that you may be unaware that you owe us $1,500 or you owe us $3,600. The board is fixing to make a decision if we don't start collecting this money. Can you stroke us this check? We need this money. If not, we fix to come get the can. And that might help y'all get some. You can't get to it.
We didn't bill for it.
Yeah.
But once they start billing, they still don't pay. It don't matter what you say to them.
Go try anyway. We still gonna probably gonna pull the can.
Yeah. Try to get the money. Get the money first is what I'm trying to say.
Solid waste is on our agenda tonight for the regular meeting. I'll be discussing a few decisions to be made at that time, and that'll determine which way we need to go. Fair enough?
Yep.
I don't have anything else for the road department. They shall have something for us. In closing, how do y'all perceive moving forward? Obviously, when we get our revenues in, we'll come back to y'all, and at that point, point, do y'all want to see where we're at, like specifically? What would y'all like to see? What do y'all need to see to make a good decision on this budget? How do you perceive the next meeting, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Hold on a minute, I can answer. Mike, y'all can go ahead. Let me look at the calendar.
I'd like to know where we at on both, I mean.
We won't know until the middle of July.
Yeah.
Because we don't have revenue numbers yet.
That's...
But
are they
the third...
Like a line, they want to sit down with each fund.
No,
I don't. They want to sit down with each fund and go, what we do is sit down in our budget meetings, which we've only got 20-something hours in the budget. Or do y'all want us to bring y'all a total? If you've got a question about it, we'll have it.
I did budget recap for you last year, saying here's where we are, here's what we're still working, and changes.
That works for me, yeah.
Would y'all like to see? So y'all want to see some Excel sheets of where we're at and what we're projecting. And if y'all got a question on it, then we can bring y'all back more information.
We could hold a meeting in July. The second meeting in July, which is the 21st, right? Well, you should have some numbers by then.
On July 21st, I think that's the date you're going to have to do the proposed millage and set the budget.
Yeah, so let's just...
You had a workshop before it.
Prior to it, so the week before maybe?
Well...
So just before the meeting.
That's fine.
Just what we're doing right now.
Does
that work?
That's fine.
And then if we need to do another one, then
I'll actually going to be out of town then, but they can. I got to take the book.
Okay. I say that. Let's just do it that, and then we'll go from there. And if I have a question, I'm coming to the office to sit down, and I get more out of it then anyway. And I'm sure the rest of them will be the same way.
So you're saying attentively, and we can talk about it. I'll ask this in the board meeting. Looking for a workshop tentatively for July 21st. It's 3 o'clock, or would y'all rather move it to 4 and go right into the meeting? I mean,
three.
Y'all are happy with this?
Yeah.
Afternoon, mid-afternoon?
Yeah.
Does that work for you? Shake.
Yeah.
So I'll ask that and get board approval in the meeting.
Just got to talk to my husband and not have another heart attack.
Okay. We going to pray on that.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything. You got anything to check out? Oh, well. Brennan,